88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We are getting close to Christmas. We're in December now, Kimberly.
It's so exciting. I love this month.
Indeed. Me too. Christmas music and Christmas talk today. 7 tips to support your sensitive child through Christmas.
That's right. So for the month of December, I'll be supporting parents with tips for helping their neurodivergent children experience safety during the chaos of Christmas.
I'm going to stop you right there, Kimberly, and explain for me and somebody, I'm sure somebody else listening, neurodivergent means...
Well, here's what it means. It's really children who have a unique way that their brain is constructed. So being neurodivergent means having a brain that works differently from the average or neurotypical person. And so there might be some differences in how, in particular, they handle stimulation.
Okay.
So many times holidays are wonderful and we have great memories of what we're going to do, and we're excited to recreate those again. But it is understandable that many children find Christmas two things, exciting and overwhelming. Add into the mix the traits of temperamental sensitivity and emotional reactivity and other neurobiological differences such as ADHD or autism, and Christmas can be a recipe for overstimulation. And that leads to meltdowns. So here's my tip for parents. There are ways that you can support your child, especially your sensitive child, to experience calm amongst the chaos this Christmas. And thanks to Rachel Sampson, a psychologist from Australia, for these great 7 tips that I'll be sharing this month. Number one, create a space for children to retreat to during holiday events. When children become overstimulated or overtired, a quiet and calming space is often just the ticket for their sensitive nervous system to reset. If you have older children or teens, a quiet space where they can zone out can be really helpful to reduce overstimulation and give them time to downregulate. So pick your battles. This might be a time where you allow them to go on their screens so that they can actually decompress and then rejoin the group. So like adults, children differ in the way that their bodies register, process, and respond to information coming in from their environment. While some children have higher thresholds, and this is the neurotypical brain, for reacting to environmental information and require a lot of input before they notice the stimuli, others have a much lower threshold. These are our neurodivergent kids, and they are prone to becoming overstimulated more easily with less input. So here's an example, Mike. A child with a higher neurological threshold may function really well in a busy, loud, and chaotic Christmas party, while a child with lower thresholds, because they're neurodivergent, may become overstimulated and struggle at that same party.
Everybody's different and we love them all.
That's right. So create that space where your child can retreat at that Christmas party.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll continue through the month with 7 tips to support your sensitive child through Christmas. If you could share a little bit about Eckert Center and your website.
All right. So you can visit us at eckertcenter.com. We have a fantastic user-friendly online booking system for appointments. And you can re-listen to the podcast and the full discussion with Mike and I under our resource tab on our website.
Eckertcenter.com. Thank you so much, Kimberly.